Hello and welcome to my podcast, Just Show Up with Janine. I am your host, Janine Youngworth. So grateful that you are here listening to me today and showing up. And if you are new to the podcast, I welcome you and just want to encourage you to acknowledge the synchronicities that brought you to this place right now in this moment in time. And I just want to touch on that as we kind of head into this episode around synchronicity, because I had someone ask me that recently, you know, what does synchronicity mean? And I said, well, it's synchronicity is when things kind of happen or unfold as they were meant to. And I haven't actually looked up the true definition of synchronicity, but that is how I perceive it. And so one thing leads to another, and amazing things happen, kind of like fate. But synchronicities are events that kind of tie together. And it's like you take one step and it leads to the next, leads to the next, leads to the next. And oftentimes there will be, I don't know, amazing things that happen in those synchronicities that maybe shouldn't have otherwise, or things that are unexplained. So that's kind of how I sum up synchronicity. And I have removed the word coincidence from my vocabulary because I believe that is a word that completely discredits the amazing, magical, miracles, whatever you want to call it. I call it magical because magic to me, magical is just so much more powerful and potent. And, you know, we all have these abilities within us. So today's episode is really around, it is around synchronicities, but I also wanted to, the message I was hearing was that it's about hope, because I think with the state the world is in right now and all of the unrest and so much uncertainty, that I think people are just needing a message of hope. And I'm not here to falsely announce such a thing. I'm about truth. I am not fake. I am not about sugarcoating anything, because I truly know with every fiber of my being that once we are the creators of our lives, number one, and second, once we acknowledge what isn't working, that's when the possibilities of change can come into our awareness. And so my husband actually just told me a very cool story that I want to share with all of you. And so my daughter had sent me a video last night saying that, it was something that she thinks I should be doing. And it was interesting because when I looked at it this morning, she'd sent it at 11:11 p.m. last night. And for those of you who are familiar with numbers and keep seeing repetitive numbers, maybe that's another episode. But I see ones all the time. And they mean different things to me at different times. Again, the universe is always giving us signs. So I'm going to invite you to be in question so that you gain the awareness and you do have a connection to that infinite intelligence, that infinite wisdom, to gain the information that you require. You've just got to learn to trust yourself. And so when I saw that this morning, I just felt it was significant. But again, for me, like, I'll acknowledge that, but I don't know why. And it's sort of weird because it's like, it's noted, but then I just move on. Like, I don't stay stuck on it. I don't wonder when that answer is going to come. Nothing. It's just like, huh, interesting. Like, it's just an energy. And I know and have faith that when the timing is right, it will make sense to me. Again, just following the synchronicities, right? So my husband said, there was a song on the radio and it was Jesus Jones, and he noticed the time and it was 11:11, and it said, right here, right now, watching the world wake up from history. And he knew that it was so significant that he actually pulled over immediately and had to call me. And today is the 11th. And so, like, the 11th day of the month. And so then I knew, right? Then I knew why the 11:11 of what my daughter sent me felt so significant. And so, you know, as he was telling me, I had goosebumps, and I always call them the truth bumps. It's communication from your soul, that it's a deep message. There's meaning there. And, you know, he said, I had goosebumps when it happened. And he said, I have goosebumps now as I'm telling you. And I'm like, yeah, me too. And so maybe this is just a message I needed to share with all of you, that, you know, there's synchronicities and things unfolding beyond what we even know, right? Because there's so many of us in the world, and I want you to remember that we are all connected as one. We all come from the same source, and we forget that because in this reality, we're individuated, we're individuals, and we forget that actually energetically we are all interconnected. So there's a lot going on behind the scenes that we aren't even aware of right now. Lawsuits going on around all of the crimes against humanity and the lies, and it's all being exposed. And, you know, I said it again yesterday, like, I don't know how these elites who are truly unconscious in darkness, acting out of darkness, really believe they're going to outcreate the creator. Like, that's just ego right there. It cannot happen. It's just not possible. So there's nothing more powerful than the creator. However, if we aren't willing to look at the dark side, that is when the dark side has power. And, you know, so yesterday I did a house clearing for someone, and yes, that is something that I do. I clear energy all the time. And I can do it from a distance too. I don't need to be in that location. Energy is energy. I can tune into it, and you know, I can connect to it and do whatever's required in order to facilitate its clearing and whatever else is required. And so, as I was speaking, it became very apparent that the only way that the unconscious, the darkness, which is just lack of information and unconsciousness, can have power over us is if we're not willing to look at it. And I learned that when I was doing a class a number of years ago, probably about a decade ago now, because we had I think just recently moved, or we were about to move, and I think we had already moved actually. And I didn't want to see that stuff because I didn't really know what it was. I didn't know my power and potency. I wasn't acknowledging light versus lack of light. Just varying degrees of light is all it is. It's all about the light. It's actually not really about the darkness. And so it just became very apparent to me that because I wasn't willing to look at the darkness, that was how it would have power over me. And so through that instance that happened in that class, which probably not going to get into here, but I did end up clearing an energy from someone who was attached to her, and it was very, 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 very interesting. I think if I had known what I was going to be facing that day, I might not have shown up. But let me tell you, afterwards, I was so empowered, and I just realized that there's nothing more powerful than me. And in those moments when I wasn't sure what I was going to do, I didn't even know how to clear energy at that time, I knew there was a wisdom within me that I had to acknowledge and tap into. And so maybe this is a message for you and a tool that you can use, that when you think you don't know, it's always within you. And it's asking, you shall receive. And it's really about accessing that inner wisdom, connecting to universal wisdom within yourself. It's not external to you. And so I simply went into a state of what do I need to be right now? And what that did was get me out of my head so that the information could come to me, and then I knew what steps to take next, and I knew what to say as I was communicating telepathically with this being to clear this energy from this person. And it sounds so crazy even as I speak about it now, but it's all just energy, and it was such a beautiful, amazing experience. Anyone else in the room maybe might have thought it was scary because there was a lot of stuff going on, but it wasn't at all. None of it is. And so I just want to come back to that message of hope, is that, you know, we don't always know everything that's going on behind the scenes. And I guess that's kind of where, you know, we're asked to have faith sometimes. And it's to have faith in, you know, our Creator and something beyond us that is working behind the scenes, and all of the people involved. And so another interesting piece comes in here too, because we had this was another synchronistic event where I had to go into the city, and because I live outside of the city, and I went in and I met with a friend, and there was a family member who ended up having some people coming, some guests come and stay that she didn't know, who were just in town, and they're traveling across Canada trying to unite the country. And when I saw and met these people, I knew they were good people, and I loved their energy, and energy doesn't lie. And so it turns out it was these people that were going to be staying with her, and there was a miscommunication between her and her partner, and so she was rather upset because it didn't get communicated, and she didn't get a chance to, you know, then it was kind of a scramble to get the house in order, and you know how all of that goes. And but I knew that it was going to be an amazing experience. And so I messaged her the next day and just said, "How are you doing? How's it going?" And she said, "Oh my gosh." And I knew, like, I just knew. I absolutely 100% knew that it was going to be an amazing experience. And so she told me, she said, "You need to come and meet them." And so I did. I went to meet them, and they had a schedule. So they stayed an extra 15 minutes. I would have had 15 minutes with them, but I ended up having a half an hour with them, and just some really good conversation. But one of the things that she said that just really stood out to me, and this is how the pieces come together. Like, sometimes you just don't know why. Again, all those synchronicities. And, you know, like, even when they said they were leaving, and I thought, well, I'm going to get 15 minutes with them. And I thought, like, I had things that I needed to do, like, and I had to go out of town to meet them. And then it meant going back into town. And so I said, well, I have some errands to run. She said, well, can't you go back in? And I thought, yeah, absolutely, I can. So I never did actually end up going in. But one of the things that she said was, you know, people were asking, like, how do you know to do this? Because she's from Quebec, and, you know, she has a fiance there. But she just has this pull that she knows she has to be doing this, and she has to be traveling. And so she said, well, how do you know when you have to go to the bathroom? Like, does anyone question that? Like, when you know, right? And then you just go. Like, there's no hesitation. You do it. And I've had people kind of ask me too, or say that they think that I'm courageous and brave with my Facebook posts. And I couldn't not post. Like, it was in me so strong that I would just have to go, and I'd be just like typing madly away, creating the post, or things that I had to share and things that I had to say, along with whatever I was sharing in my Facebook posts. And it was such a calling. And now I'm completely withdrawn and don't feel drawn to do that, because I said all the things that needed to be said to make those question, whatever that was meant to do with those who saw it, right? And again, I don't think about it as synchronicities. And the people who were meant to see those posts saw them. And for some people, that upset them and they deleted me. And that's fine. That's good. Again, the universe will always take care of us. That, you know, if something's going to be toxic to us or pulling our energy down, that's kind of like shedding your skin. Like, it's no longer required. So those people that deleted me and, you know, unfriended, whatever, that's how it was meant to be. I don't have a point of view about it. I'm just going to be authentically me and show up as me. And whoever's meant to be in my life, who's going to support me unconditionally, will be. And those who no longer support me unconditionally or have expectations of me that are limiting to me, then I let them go. And all of you should be doing the same thing. There are toxic relationships out there, and it's time to acknowledge those toxic relationships. And it doesn't mean that you don't care about those people. It's just that relationship, the definition of relationship is the distance between two objects. And sometimes relationships turn toxic because someone isn't willing to be an allowance of who you are and who are you are yet to become, or who you are becoming. And so then that means that the journey is over. No right, no wrong. It's just a choice. And there's many people that I've had to eliminate from my life that I still care deeply about, but I'm just not connected to them anymore. And that's okay. It's not right. It's not wrong. It's a choice. And everything in life is a choice. And every choice that you make creates something. And so are the choices that you are making today disempowering you, or are the choices that you are making today empowering you? Are they contributing to your life, or are they taking away from your life? It's really very simple. And this was something I said yesterday when I was doing the house clearing, is that it's so important to just pay attention to the things that are contributing to you and the things that are not contributing to you. So be aware of all of those things, and that everything is just a choice. And if something isn't working for you, you can change it. I say that all the time when I end each episode. And for those of you who listen regularly, you hear me say it all the time. And so you are the creator of your life. Every choice that you make creates in your life. For example, if you're overweight and your food choices that you make every single day, are those keeping you stuck? Or is it time to change the choices that you are making? And are you willing to ask your body to show you? Like, it doesn't have to be difficult. It can actually be easy. And so are you buying into hard and difficult rather than ease and joy? Even that is just a choice. And you have to be willing to ask. And so really that is kind of all that I wanted to share today in this episode. And I thank you so much for showing up here today and for listening and for being you and being the light in this world. And what is it that you need to acknowledge in your life? What are your strengths? What are you good at? Is it time to let go of focusing on the weaknesses? Is it time to stop comparing yourself to others? And is it now time to instead step into what it is that you came here to be and do, and what your purpose is? And if you don't know, just ask. Show me what I love to do. Show me what will fulfill me. Show me what I truly desire. Those are questions you can ask. It's called ask and ye shall receive. And the answers don't always come immediately. But if you start to pay attention, you'll start to see the universe will bring you things just when you need it. A piece of the puzzle. Things that make sense. And you will just know. So, acknowledge that you are the creator of your life. And if something isn't working for you, you can change it. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.